Hi, GWA. So I decided to do one of those historical literature posts. I am a little nervous. I haven't done one of these before, and I've been instructed not to come for the first 5 minutes. So we'll see what happens. I'm reading the Marquis de Sade, 120 Days of Sodom. Because that's just how I roll. I'm starting from the first, chapter, but a little bit of the way down once I get past some of the boring parts. I'm going to be using my oscillator on my clit at first, and then after a couple of minutes, I'm going to also use a glass dildo. Just to make it that much harder on myself. Okay, here we go. Oh. The society had created a common fund, which each of its members took his turn administrating for 6 months, the sums allocated for nothing but expenses in the interest of pleasure were vast. Their excessive wealth put the most unusual things within their reach, and the reader ought not to be surprised to hear that 2 million were annually dispersed to obtain good cheer and lust satisfaction. 4 accomplished procuresses to recruit women, and a similar number of pimps to scout out men had the sole duty to range both the capital and the provinces and bring back everything in the one gender and in the other that could best satisfy their sensuality's demands. 4 supper parties were held regularly every week in 4 different country houses located at 4 extremities of Paris. At the first of these gatherings, the one exclusively given over to the pleasures of sodomy, only men were present. There would always be at hand 16 young men, ranging in age from 20 to 30. Oh. Whose immense faculties permitted our 4 heroes in feminine guise to taste the most agreeable delights. Fuck. The youths were selected solely upon the basis of the size of their member, and it almost became necessary that this superb limb be of such magnificence that it could never have penetrated any woman. This was an essential clause, and as not was spared by way of expense, only very rarely would it fail to be fulfilled. Oh. But simultaneously, to sample every pleasure to these 16 husbands was joined the same quantity of boys, much younger, whose purpose was to assume the office of women. These lads were from 12 to 18 years old, and to be chosen for service, each had to possess a freshness, a face, graces, charms, an air, an innocence, a candor, which are far beyond what our brush could possibly paint. No woman was admitted to these masculine orgies, in the course of which everything of the lewdest invented in Sodom and Gomorrah was executed. Oh. Oh. At the second supper were girls of superior class who, upon these occasions, forced to give up their proud ostentation and the customary insolence of their bearing, were constrained, in return for their hire, to abandon themselves to the most irregular caprices, and often even to the outrages our libertines were pleased to inflict upon them. 12 of these girls would appear, and as Paris could not have furnished a fresh supply of them as often as would have been necessary, these evenings were interspersed with others at which were admitted only the same number as the well-bred ladies, women ranging from procuresses up through the class of officers' wives. Oh, God. Oh, this is so bloody. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. There are but 4 or 5 thousand Imperials who belong to one of the two latter classes and who need or less obliges to attend soirees of this kind. One has but to have good agents to find them, and our libertines, who were splendidly represented, would frequently come across miraculous specimens. But it was in vain. One was honest, or a decent woman. One had to submit everything. Our lordship's libertinage, of a variety that never brooks limit, would overwhelm with horrors and infamies whatever, whether by nature or social convention, ought to have been exempt from such ordeals. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, once one was there, one had to be ready for anything. And as our four villains had every taste that accompanies the lowest, most crapulous debauch, this fundamental acquiescence to their desires was not by any means a matter of consequence. The guests at the third supper were the vilest, foulest creatures that can possibly be met with. To him who has some acquaintance with debaucheries, extravagances, this refinement will, if you're wholly understandable, 'tis most voluptuous to wallow, so to speak, in filth with persons of this category. Oh, God. These exercises offer the completest abandon, the most monstrous intemperance, the most total abasement, and these pleasures, compared with those tasted the evening before, or with the distinguished individuals in whose company we have tasted them, have a way of lending a sharp spice to earlier activities. At these third suppers, debauch being more thorough, nothing was omitted that might render it complex and piquant. A 100 whores would appear in the course of 6 hours, and only too often something less than the full 100 would leave the games. There is nothing to be gained by hurrying our story or by broaching subjects which can only receive adequate treatment in the sequel. Oh, yeah. Apart from these four supper parties, there was another, a secret and private one, held every Friday, involving many fewer persons, but surely costing a great deal more. The participants were restricted to four young and upward damsels, who, by means of strategy, money, had been abducted from their parents' homes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Our libertines' wives nearly always had a share in this debauch, and their extreme submissiveness, their docile attentions, and their services made it more of a success each time. Fuck. As for the genial atmosphere at these suppers, it goes without saying that even greater profusion than delicacy reigned there. Not one of these meals cost less than 10,000 francs. Oh, and neighboring countries, as was all France ransacked, so that what was of the rarest, and most exquisite, may be assembled together, fine and abundant wines and liquors were there. Oh, and even during the winter, they had fruits of every season. And how weird one may be certain that the table of the world's greatest monarch was not dressed with as much luxury nor served with equal magnificence. Oh.